This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Walton Arts Center presents the Improvised Shakespeare Company, April 23rd, as part of the 10x10 art series. This company uses audience suggestions to improvise an entire play using the language and themes of Shakespeare's Elizabethan works. Tickets and information available at waltonartcenter.org or by calling 443-5600.
Community Clinic helps people lead healthy lives by providing health care for all in Northwest Arkansas. Serving the community for over 16 years with locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Fayetteville, and Prairie Grove. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, I-540 prepares for a name change. And we tinker around the Amazium office in Bentonville. The Children's Museum is having its groundbreaking ceremony today.
Also, in the latest installment of our monthly Spaces series, we explore locker rooms, the press box, and more at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale.
Those stories are just ahead. But first, Arkansas lottery officials discussed declining sales, possible remedies, and scholarships yesterday with members of the Legislative Oversight Committee. Shane Broadway, director of the State Department of Higher Education, says some scholarship changes are affecting projections.
You can just now begin to see everybody understands these are the eligibility requirements. Okay, I understand now what I got to have. I'm a freshman entering. By the time I graduate, I got to have a 2.5 or a 19 if I take SmartCore. It's starting to sink in. So it's almost when you go and change that, that's your right to do as a legislature. But just know, in terms of our process of having to re-educate the public, it will take some time.
The new requirement for high school students to follow the SmartCore curriculum would have made 2,500 students last year ineligible for the lottery scholarship. The next fall semester will be the first class with the requirement. Broadway says nearly 4,000 of the 16,000 scholarship applications still need verification that the student took the SmartCore curriculum. He expects verification and the number of students not qualified to be known by June 1st. Meanwhile, Bishop Woosley, the state's lottery director, says the commission is $5.8 million below forecast. He says there are some possible causes.
I think it probably has a little bit to do with the age of the lottery, the fact that after a certain period of startup excitement, you often see a fall in sales. We had the theft last year, which, you know, that's something that might bring into question whether or not our players believe that our games are secure and things of that nature. And we've had some lawsuits filed against. I can't not believe that some of that didn't have an impact on our sales, along with just the age of the lottery and the fact that the excitement dies down.
Woosley argues numbers now might more accurately reflect Arkansas' sales capacity. He advocates for future changes like new games with interactive video monitors and allowing the use of debit cards to purchase.
A loose affiliation of citizens, advocacy groups, and unions gathered at the state capitol yesterday on tax day, condemning what they argue is a tax system favoring large corporations. Justin Nichols is with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He criticized tax exemptions being granted to profitable corporations while cuts to social services are made.
Last year, corporate profits reached record levels, but the share of taxes paid by corporations is lower than it was in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. If corporations paid the same share of taxes last year as they did 60 years ago when Eisenhower was president, they would have paid almost $700 billion more. So the exasperation that many of us feel at tax time is based on the truth. There are some who get special breaks, and the rest of us pay for it.
A couple dozen people turned out for the demonstration in what was the sixth Truthful Tuesday meeting. The weekly rallies, based on similar efforts across the nation, organize regular public displays that are largely focused on issues of corporate power in government and elections.
The forthcoming Ben Guerin Aquatic Center in Sebastian County continues to move forward. Ray Gossack, Fort Smith City Administrator, says soon the first project bids will be awarded.
We opened bids last week, and the construction manager is interviewing the low bidders now. And the construction manager will have over 30 different contracts to be awarded, but the first five of the contracts will be ready for award next Tuesday. And those are contracts where we can gain some additional time by awarding them early and starting that work early. So we'll begin awarding contracts next Tuesday, and then we'll finish the contract award process at the May 6th regular meeting.
He says the bids that have come in so far haven't brought with them any surprises.
They're a little below what we'd expected, and so we were in a very favorable bidding environment. And so we don't think we're going to face any budgetary pressure with this project based on the bids we received. And again, the construction manager is still interviewing the low bidders to make sure that they all understand their bids and can complete the work for the prices they bid.
The first bid packages to be awarded will mostly deal with the infrastructure side of the park, including portions of construction like dirt work, pool construction, concrete work, and plumbing and electrical services.
An undergraduate business plan competition team from the University of Arkansas has again brought home a favorable finish, this time from the Richards Barentine Values and Ventures Business Plan Competition in Fort Worth, Texas. Biobiotic Solutions won first place over more than two dozen teams in the competition. The grand prize netted the Biobiotic team $25,000. The team's business plan is centered around creating a container and robot that automates tissue handling. The concept is based on existing technology and would reduce pathology lab errors.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals went 0-2 last night in a doubleheader against the Midland Rockhounds. The Nats were scoreless to Midland's one run in the first game, and the final score of game two was 6-1. The Naturals hit the road today to start a four-game series against the Tulsa Drillers.
The Razorback baseball team started off a nine-game stretch of home games last night with a 7-2 win over Stephen F. Austin. The win puts Arkansas at 23-15 on the season. Play continues Friday at Baum Stadium when the Razorbacks face 11th-ranked Vanderbilt.
Partly cloudy skies this evening with overnight lows from 37 in northwest Arkansas to 42 in the Arkansas River Valley. There's a 20% chance of afternoon showers tomorrow with highs from 63 to 67 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow evening with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows from 38 to 46.